In 2017, Syracuse Jewish Family Service invited WRVO to help celebrate its 125th anniversary by recording the stories and significant lifetime experiences of Central New Yorkers. The resulting project is Story Sharing CNY, a collection of discussions between family and friends presented in their own words. Now we're sharing these stories with you. In this edition of Story Sharing CNY, David Shomar talks with his son James about what it was like growing up in Lebanon during the Civil War and passing on lessons he's learned to his children.
Just out of the blue, you know, the Civil War started, and we found ourselves in this weird situation in which everything that we thought of as normal all of a sudden is gone. And it was a completely out-of-body experience in a lot of ways of how you adapt to a Civil War.
What scared you the most during this time?
I think the uncertainty. You know, I had my whole life, I thought, planned in front of me. Like I said, I was going to engineering school at the American University of Beirut. So I knew that what I was going to do. I knew I was probably going to marry somebody from the girls that were around us in the clique that we had. I'm going to live next to your grandparents somewhere close by. I'm going to probably start running part of your grandfather's company and stuff. So I took some computer science courses. So all of a sudden, all of that is gone. The company is gone. The security is gone. The future plans are gone. Your friends and stuff are all gone. Your physical security is gone. So that gave me resilience.
Well, I want you to know that whenever I'm facing something tough, I often call it a first world problem.
That's right.
It's because you gave me that perspective. And I just think back to everything you went through to get us here. The kind of life we've been able to lead as a result that I don't think a lot of people recognize how rare that is or how valuable it is. You made sure to definitely impart that on me. And that's something I will be forever grateful for.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I told you life is a journey, and it's not the destination, but it's the journey that is really the beauty of life. You know, we can afford to give you a lot of different things, but I preferred, and we talked with your mother about it, that we want you guys to go through struggling to get to where you are, because that was part of the pleasure of actually living life. You felt like you're not living life on the sidelines, but you're truly living life. And you've taken that on head on, and I'm very, very proud of you to do that one, and I'm glad I was able to impart such a nice lesson on you.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you, too.
David and James Shomar. This discussion was produced by WRVO with interviews recorded by StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to preserve and share humanity's stories in order to build connections between people and create a more just and compassionate world. More at StoryCorps.org.